It's 12 to 7. Well, fresh from the diplomatic schmoozing and intricacies of diplomacy at the UN, where Luxembourg, pardon me, seems to have great sway. Here's James Carlton.
Yeah, thanks, Philip. No such diplomatic niceties in the press, because the sleazy affair of Craig Thompson has returned to the front pages. Thompson cited on a dozen hookers is the glaring headline in The Australian. Regulator seeks order to make MP repay hundreds of thousands. The news is that Craig Thompson faces a costly legal battle after Fair Work Australia launched civil action, against the independent MP, claiming he spent health service union funds on a dozen separate engagements with prostitutes, and the Fair Work Australia also seeking orders that he pay back potentially hundreds of thousands of dollars to the union. This leads the Financial Review as well. Civil charges by FWA against the former union official, crucial independent Craig Thompson. It'll place more pressure on the Gillard government's slim hold on power, says the Fin. And the Daily Telegraph as well. Thompson in new escort scandal. Government rocked by latest HSU claims. This Fair Work Australia civil claim against the independent MP in federal court. I tell you who's returned to the front pages as well. It's Senator Corey Bernardi, the Liberal senator from South Australia, Adelaide Advertiser. He stands by gay marriage stance in his first interview since those bestiality comments. "I won't back down," the headline. He says if you redefine marriage to include same-sex relationships, quote, "you can bet your bottom dollar there are always going to be demands to redefine it in other ways as well," unquote. He says he won't be silenced by the, quote, "oppressive cult of political correctness." The Sydney Morning Herald: police ordered not to use taser on student. This is the coroner's inquiry into the death of a 21-year-old Brazilian student, and the most senior police officer at the incident, as this young man was in a LSD-induced psychosis, the most senior officer at the when he was trying to be restrained by police, ordered that the police stop using the taser. That's the suggestion and the evidence before the coroner's court. Inspector Gregory Cooper told the inquest that he yelled out commands for officers to stop using their tasers when the student was being restrained by seven officers. Indeed, he was tasered after he was handcuffed, and this is very much the matter that is before deliberation, before the coroner in Sydney. Let's have a look at the Northern Territory news. One dead, 10 injured on top end roads. And again, the photo clearly shows the face of a passenger being extracted from the wreckage. You can see all the horror there. There's a privacy question here. The Territory keeps making these photos. They're certainly impactful, but I guess the question mark is over whether they should continue to be used. And the Melbourne Age, we have an ambulance drug theft prompting total recall. Ambulance Victoria insiders are systematically siphoning off an addictive liquid painkiller and replacing it with water to avoid detection. One officer stood down. And that's the papers this morning, Philip.